Hello, and welcome to this episode of Pints and Pairings, a very special episode, I should say. We are, Jason and I are sitting here looking at the honorable mentions for the Casa Pacifica Wine, Food, and Brew Festival 2014, which we were both happy to take part in with judging these beers.
Very happy, and for more information, if you want to really kind of dig into the research of this, use hashtag CPBestInFest, and you'll get some great notes and some articles that Curtis is writing about these competition beers and the food pairings that go with them. But we need to remind all our listeners who you are and what they're listening to, Curtis.
Well, I am Hophead Said.
I like it.
Also known as Curtis Taylor.
You reversed it today. Now Jason Hendrick from Everybody's Hungry, and this is the Pints and Pairings Show. We are your hashtag beer suggestioneers.
Definitely. So follow along with us with hashtag beer suggestioneers.
So much for the warm-up show.
I guess so. Beer suggestioneers. See, I still can't even do it.
Hashtag beer suggestioneers.
There it is. That's the one. That's what Jason just said. But certainly follow along with CP Best in Fest. That stands for Casa Pacifica, the CP. CP Best in Fest. Hashtag. My SHs are out the window. I've had one beer. What's going on? Hashtag CP Best in Fest. Now, you can also follow along if you do. If you go to Casa Pacifica, if you do a Google search for Casa Pacifica,
that's probably your easiest way because the URL is a little long.
It is
CP Wine and
Food Festival. Yeah. .com. But as you're going through there, you'll definitely, if you do a Google search, you'll find all the hashtags available. They're on Twitter at CP Food and Brew,
correct,
similar to that. So as you're getting ready for this festival coming up on June 1st, and we should also mention that, you know, there's going to be all kinds of beer there, which we're talking about, all kinds of food. There's going to be all kinds of wine. So this really hits the whole spectrum. So if you're of a mixed race family like I am, I'm a beer person and my wife is a wine person.
I was wondering where you're going with that.
That this is a really great festival. You know, one of you each can find something that you appreciate, and everyone loves food, and whether it's sweet or savory, again, you know, you're going to have plenty of things there. They're planning to raise in the neighborhood of $500,000 this year,
and that's from approximately 4,500 to 5,000 attendees, along with all the sponsors and the great products that they're bringing in to showcase at the festival. So that's a huge accomplishment. It's their 21st year. Mm-hmm. You know, like as you mentioned frequently, they've come of age this year. They're able to drink their own product at the Casa Pacifica Wine, Food, and Brew Fest. But for the past 20 years, they've just been on this uptick of quality festival and great experience, double backed with wonderful funding that goes to their organization to help better interviews women and children and families here in Ventura County.
I'm glad you said that. I was just getting ready to poke in that, you know, we've talked about Casa Pacifica and they're raising all this money. Who are they raising it for? Raising it for battered women and children in Ventura County and also in Santa Barbara County. People, you know, around here, we just, because they're located, their headquarters are here in Camarillo, that it's just a Ventura County kind of deal. Well, they also do a whole lot of work in Santa Barbara County too, and so it's kind of overlooked, I think, and people don't necessarily connect it to. So a great festival, the money goes to a fantastic cause, and it was a great reason for me to assemble four judges.
You can showcase your talents, Curtis.
It was a great reason for me to assemble a team of four judges to evaluate.
Beer judge team, assemble.
That is, it's almost kind of like the Justice League, you know. And so we got a bunch of experienced palates together. They evaluated. I enjoyed drinking it as well, but they evaluated the beers from seven local breweries, regional, starting with Firestone Walker. It was as far north as we went. And then down to Calabasas, I guess, really, you know. So some within an hour and a half of driving, we got some fantastic beers submitted to us. First round, we narrowed it down from 7 to 3 that would be in the best of show consideration. And then we had Kevin Pratt was one of the judges, Zachary Rosen, and Andy Carter, and of course Jason was the other, was rounded up the team. My favorite part of the whole morning that we were judging was that best of round show and how all four of you were sitting there talking about these three beers that were in front of you.
Well, and just to clear the air, too, in terms of the first round logistics, a lot of times when people think of a competition, you're grouping styles against themselves. For this first round, you know, it's the first year of the competition, and we wanted to really just go against its own individual style. So we're not, the first round in order to get to the best in show was not what's this beer one versus beer three taste like, look like, or in comparison, how do they stand up to each other? It was how does it stand up to itself and its style characteristics. We use the Brewers Association guidelines, which are a little more broad than the BJCP, which so allows a little bit of flexibility, a little bit of interpretation, but there are still enough tasting aroma and visual notes to go off of that you can hone in on whether or not that beer is within style guidelines.
Right, and so we used the Brewers Association guidelines because we were judging professional beers, and we know that professional brewers take a certain liberty with their brewing and when they're producing the beers that they want to drink, you know, or, well, yeah, that they want to drink and that they want you to enjoy. One of the beers, so we have two honorable mentions, and we have the Best in Fest winner, and we're looking at one of the honorable, tasting one of the honorable mentions right now, which is Firestone Walker's Easy Jack. And I've got a picture of the bottle right here. Look at it this way. That morning was the first morning that I actually got to taste this, so it was a treat for me. I was excited to.
And it was a blind judging too, for any, you know, just to make sure that there's no bias. We didn't know the beers coming in. We didn't know where they're from or what the base was going to be until, Curtis, you brought it in and said this is submission number blank and it's supposed to be this style. Again, any other description or characteristics of that beer had to come out of the Brewers Association guidelines. We had to interpret it ourselves based on what you told us the style was intended to be from the brewer.
Right, and so one of the things that we decided before we did this episode was that we were in fact going to call this the Session IPA. That's what Firestone Walker wants, labels it as, and that's what we're going to discuss as we, or how we're going to refer to it as we discuss this beer. I think maybe one of the best ways to think about this beer, though, is think about the last XPA you had, and that would be really similar. Now, the thing about XPAs is sometimes they come in over the 5%, and this one, or real close to the 5%, this one rolls in at 4.5%. Correct. So it is smack right there in the middle of a great session beer, hence, you know, the style declaration of calling it a session IPA. It's everything you would think. I mean, you're not let down with this. It is full of hop aroma, hop flavor, hop bitterness.
But it's not an over the top hop bitterness. I mean, it's only coming in at 45 to 50 IBUs. It is done in a stainless fermentation as well, so you're not getting any woody notes. You know, it's not barrel aged in any way. It's just a straight up hop presence, like you mentioned.
Right, and so this is the Easy Jack Session IPA from Firestone Walker. You can find out more about this beer and all the other beers from Firestone Walker if you go to www.firestonebeer.com, and then there's a little button there for you to click beers, and then you can go through their entire portfolio of beers, which is impressive to say the least.
And so you don't have to jump around. This is considered a seasonal option. So when you are in the beer drop down, it'll say, you know, year long or year round and seasonal. Click on the seasonal. It's in that category.
Mm-hmm. Now, getting back to the festival, just for a moment, when we were putting this, when Kristen Paulus, who is the events coordinator for Casa Pacifica, when we were kind of putting together this idea of this beer festival, What I really wanted, the spear competition, what I really wanted to do was figure out a way to get pints and pairings inserted into it. And I don't mind saying that at
Shame
all.
Shameless self-plug.
Well, definitely. And but how could we make that relevant? And so it didn't take very long for me to figure out how to make this a meaningful insert of our podcast into this, in that this is a food and wine festival, so beer and food obviously go together. And so in the beer evaluation forms, a small portion of it is the evaluation of the beer. So giving it numbers based on its aroma, its appearance, its flavor, and its mouthfeel, the regular kind of BJCP sort of things that you'd be familiar with. But I also included a half a page of different kinds of food pairing prompts to kind of help the judges along the way. If you were tasting this, and we asked the judges not only to rate the beer, but then also to give us food pairing notes.
One of the things I liked about your form too, Curtis, and the way you laid it out, is that you gave us, in terms of the pairing suggestion, the half of the sheet that asked for the food aspect, you gave us the categories and suggestions up front in terms of Chinese, French, Greek, Indian, Italian. So at least get your mind going in a direction. You may not know what dish or what specific food, but if you, like for me, when I looked at my sheet and I go backward, I starred Japanese and Thai. Now I actually gave more distinction after that, but as soon as I saw Japanese or Thai, I'm like, oh yes, that makes sense. Because like for my Thai, I said something spicy with a sweet glaze and some bamboo shoot, kind of tying in what I felt the beer would complement well, or something that would draw out some more flavor, some fruit and some different things from the beer. I didn't have to necessarily think about the cuisine and get that process going on my own. You gave many different kind of geographic and cuisine styles, which allowed me to kickstart my direction mm-hmm. for the food.
Well, and that was certainly my intent, was to kind of push us that way. And that's what sets this beer competition apart, and what makes it fun for us for me to write about these pairings too, leading up to the festival, fun for the breweries to compete in, because there's so many, you know, best of show types of competitions at beer festivals that it's people's choice. And well, okay, so people really liked the beer that had the most alcohol in it and the one that laid them out the fastest, you know. So that doesn't, so there's, but to give back to some of these brewers that maybe, you know, and a lot of these places come from gastropub sorts of situations where these might be things that they hadn't thought of before either.
With the advent of breweries using more spices and herbs and food adjuncts, if you will, to create different flavor profiles in their beer, it kind of makes sense. I think breweries are acknowledging the fact that people are doing more pairings with mm-hmm. beer. There's complexity there. There's a range of styles you can leverage. I mean, even when I take a look back at Andy Carter's judging form for the Firestone Walker Easy Jack, he put down 4 food pairings. Mm-hmm. I mean, his mind was going in terms of what could he eat with this. Orange chicken came out with Chinese, and I think that's a kind of tying with my Thai idea, but in a little different direction. It's an awesome idea. There's a protein meatiness that you're going to get out of the chicken. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's a bready component, because most orange chicken is breaded and deep fried. And then that sweet, citrusy glaze, there's enough fruit coming out of the Easy Jack that to me is a no-brainer now that I see it. I'm like, why didn't I come up with that? Because right. It seems so obvious.
Well, and the other thing with my judges, too, is they're all experienced beer enthusiasts, certainly. And then we have Kevin and Zach, who I have here sitting in front of me. Those two are certified cicerones. We have you, Jason, who, you know, you're no slouch when it comes to food yourself, you know. And so we had a really great panel of palates, whether they were recognized beer judges or cicerones or just people that palates that I admire and wanted to be on this list. So there was such a great round of influences thoughts that came from everyone. And so when I'm writing up the last 3-4 of these, there was hardly ever an overlap where somebody said something they're the same. And so I'm just looking at Kevin's here, and his Indian, you know, it was as basic as this. Anything with potato, you know, and so you think about the heaviness of a potato. This light, refreshing beer, this crisp beer would help to wash out. And he's talking about Indian food, so you're talking about whatever kind of curry that you're going to put on it too.
I'm so excited about that one. Now that again, one of the beauties of this show and what we like about being able to interact with each other and being the beer suggestioneers, not the beer experts, is that we can be influenced by other people's description as well. A great yellow curry with some peas and a starchy, well-cooked potato and maybe a little cauliflower, this could be a beautiful pairing. And Kevin's right on it. Kevin's a little more technical than the other three of us, I think, in some of our respects. So I'd be curious what Zach wrote down, though, because when I was talking to him, he was a tad more abstract in his viewing. Again, he pairs beers with movies, cigars, and music. So give us one of his foods.
Well, and then Kevin, too, on top of it, is also a sommelier, I believe. So, I mean, he's got this whole – and worked in food prep as well, and so culinary background. So reading his was this encyclopedia of all foods that are good, you know. And so, but then he was also real vague on a couple of these, like Italian was just pasta, you know. And here you're setting up this starchy noodle that would help to kind of pull back on some of the hops as well. The U.S. burger, I mean, really, we a lot of times we overlook burgers and pizzas on this show.
Usually because they're so
blatant. Because they go with everything.
Yeah.
But seriously, with this one, because this is a light enough beer to not fill you up while you're eating a giant burger. I think my favorite one on his sheet for this one, though, was there was also a place for breakfast ideas, dessert ideas, or even cheeses, and he wrote Stilton. And as soon as I read Stilton, I just thought, okay, that's it.
Sure.
You know, that's what you. My favorite off of his is that cheese pairing in particular. So
we don't want to lose sight of the beer either, though. There's a lot of complexity in this beer. You know, there's a little bit of technical debate about, you know, the level of hop presence and, you know, the
alcohol level
and, you know, designation. But there were some really cool tasting notes in the beer itself that came out. One of the things that did not strike me initially, but now with the power of suggestion that I read Andrew's sheet, he said as it warms, the hops in this beer kind of go garlicky onion. And I don't get as much of the garlic. There, you know, garlic often has some kind of a sweetness and a little bit of a coating feeling to your mouth. But the onion piece, especially with your spicy pretzels, Curtis, the little homemade mix you've got, the onion definitely starts to show itself for me. And it was one of those kind of underlying notes that I probably was smacking my lips trying to figure out what is that flavor, and now that I read his sheet, I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
For me, it's coming out as that real sort of crisp bite of a white onion kind of, right, okay. So, yeah, I was just kind of thinking was just sort of the hop tannic kind of mouth-drying bite, but think of it. That's what it's similar to. And so if you have those two together, it's a good base plate, base layer, a connecting layer to tie the beer and the food together. I'm looking at Zach's, and you know he came down to tie, and he wrote in chicken lime curry, and you know we've got these hops. That this hop presence, carbonation bite, which if you're one of these people that likes your curry hot, that this beer is going to be the one that you want have with it. It's going to
cleanse yourself with this.
It's well, and it's going to burst that momentarily. One of the things I like to do at Beerhouse 101 is. One of my favorite things there is the shrimp tacos, but it's really the aioli sauce is what I'm interested in, and I'll taste that first before I order my beer. So if that's really really spicy because it's made every other day, you know, and whether it's
slight variations,
right, the slight variations in the heat, then I know whether or not I want a beer that's going to accentuate the heat or one that's going to cut it back.
Sure.
And that's the kind of what I'm getting at here with this chicken lime curry. You know, if you've got a really spicy curry and you aren't a spicy person, this might not be the beer for you. But if you want to kick the spice up on it, then I think this would be a really great beer pairing for them.
And all those notes, I think, just reaffirm, again, I got to tip my hat to Andrew. Soon as, you know, thinking back to the tie and even to, you know, kind of a pho direction, the onion piece just really is sticking with me more and more, even to like a green onion. So we went with a great pho with a meaty broth, and it's always topped with green onion and some bean shoots and a little bit of lime juice. So all those things, we're just really bringing them all home with each person's description. I think a great binder for me is that onion suggestion. So, Andrew, cheers on that one.
Right. The last one from Zach, which I think is, we haven't talked about dessert kinds of things yet, and he had a great dessert salad idea. And so his was carrot, raisin, honey, cinnamon in a salad. So whether I'm not sure if he's just meaning on a lettuce base or if he's talking with a creamy sauce.
Yeah, I don't think he's thinking lettuce base. There is a going down kind of the Indian direction again.
Oh yeah.
You mix that honey and raisin and the carrot and that all together, you can find that. I think that's even on the menu at Himalaya in Ventura, a variation of it anyway. Mm-hmm. You're getting a great starchy sweetness out of the carrots, kicked up with a sugary floral sweetness of the honey. The raisins add that just great dried, deep, rich. Wow, I'm impressed.
Yeah, and you just think of what the cinnamon would do with...
It really resonates well with the bitterness of this beer.
I don't think I would have ever come out with a cinnamon suggestion for this beer, only because I would have thought that they would have... Well, it just wouldn't have ever come up to me, but the power of suggestion of having that... topped on, you know, a light sprinkling or dusting on top of it. It sounds so good. Again, we're talking about the Firestone Walker Easy Jack. It is their Summer Session IPA, to be exact. On their website, you can see that at firestonebeer.com. Click on their beers and look down under the seasonals. You can read all of their, you can read about their interpretation of it, why they made this, things to remember. What I really like about this beer, though, is that at 4.5%, it doesn't, and it's light and it's refreshing, but it's not this kind of watery sort of beer that I would that I associate with certain other American macro brewed beers, you know, that come in at a similar strength.
No, it fulfills all the flavor and aroma aspects of its bigger brothers and cousins in the IPA categories. The other quick shout to, just because it is going to be, you know, the premier event of the summer. There's going to be all sorts of ranges of food pairings that we're talking, you know, hitting on the notes that we're talking about, and these breweries are going to be featured for the Casa Pacifica Wine, Food, and Brew Fest. There are still tickets available. So if you're listening to this show up until June 1st and you want to go to this in Ventura County, if you're within a shouting distance of the county and you want to get involved, tickets are available. So go to cpwineandfoodfestival.com, because again, not only are they showcasing all the wonderful food and beverage vendors of our county and kind of sister counties, but the money goes to a great cause.
Not only that, but on Friday of this week, so whatever that is, May 30th. No, of this week.
Oh, bring it all the way back.
I may bring up my calendar here. So I don't. 18th? So we're talking May 16th.
Man, I'm so off with my dates.
May 16th, I'm giving away a pair of tickets to this festival, general admission tickets, and follow through. Go to hopheadshead.com.
So those of you listening after the fact, we apologize, but you can still go to the website.
You should have been listening to us. What is today? Anyway, today is May 12th. You should have been listening to us on May 12th. But on May 16th, I'm giving away a pair of tickets. And then also on May 23rd, I'm giving away another pair of tickets. So you've got some time to go to hopheadshead.com, click on the blog button at the top, and you'll see the Casa Pacifica ticket giveaways. They're, for the most part, I'm just going to be asking you what your favorite beer and food pairing is. And if you can put that together,
articulate,
and put it into the comment section, then you will be entered in for a chance to win those tickets. So make sure you do that. And if you don't win it, certainly go buy your tickets. The money all goes to a great cause. Did we talk about it that in this segment?
We did talk about it. And if you're missing all this and it's after the fact and you're going, damn it, why wasn't I involved? Follow us on hashtag Pints and Pairings and the Facebook page Pints and Pairings, as well as through hashtag Beer Suggestioneers for future events, because we got some cool stuff coming up down the pipe. We got a remote broadcast in August that we're not going to spoil details on. We got some other great shows up until then, and the show is just going to be exploding over the course of this year.
Boom! I wanted to do it really, really loud, and then I thought, no, I'm right in the mic. Maybe I'll just pull it back just a little. In post production, I can really boom that up. I did that just so that I could add the echo in. Anyway, this is, you know, Firestone Walker Easy Jack. This is a beer that you need to keep in your fridge this summer and pull out. You know, you can go to your friends at a barbecue, have a couple of them, and, you know, if you're of a medium
build
size person, then you don't have to worry about these impacting your ability to operate heavy machinery too terrible much. But you keep track of it.
I did not see that one coming.
You did not see that one coming. So, anyway, that's Firestone Walker Easy Jack Summer Session IPA, and they were one of the two honorable mentions for the Costa Pacifica inaugural beer competition. Look for them at the Costa Pacifica Wine, Food, and Brew Festival 2014. I'm looking at their Twitter handle right now. That is CP Wine, Food, Brew. Wine, Food, Brew. They will be doing all kinds of updates there. So keep track, you know, when you're standing in line waiting to go get your beers, use this hashtag, use that Twitter handle, find the beers that you want to drink and the food pairing suggestions to match them.
It's going to be quite a journey that day.
All right, let's call this one quits. You know, as always, want to remind you to eat, drink, and be happy.
We'll see you the next pour.
Cheers.